I hurt. I stand here trying to find words of comfort, solace, trying to understand why the Lord has taken our brother to return home from such a short visit here on earth. Michael, when you left us, a part of me went with you, and a part of you will live forever within me, but also a part of you will live forever within all of us. Michael, I will treasure the good times, the fun we had, singing, dancing, laughing. I can remember when we used to come home from school and we would grab a quick bite to eat. And we try to watch the Three Stooges, as much of it as possible, before Mother would come in and say it's time to go to the recording studio. I also, Michael, remember a time when I went into the record store, and there was this man purchasing a lot of CDs, and he would go and grab another batch of CDs. He was an older gentleman. He had short afro, but crooked teeth, and his clothes were rumpled. I walked up behind him and said, "Michael, what are you doing in this store?" He turned to me and said, "Marlon, how did you know it was me?" I told him, "You're my brother. I can spot you anywhere, regardless of your makeup. I know your walk, I know your body language, and those shoes did not help." Michael wore the same shoes wherever we went. But I guess that was his way of trying to experience what we take for granted. We would never understand what he endured. Not being able to walk across the street without a crowd gathering around him. Being judged, ridiculed. How much pain can one take? Maybe now, Michael, they will leave you alone.